Yes, it is that time where we take lollies, we tell you if they're good, we tell you if they're bad. Join in the studio, Nash, Natalie.
Yo. Hello.
Angie, what's good?
Hey.
You guys chilling hard?
Yeah, chilling, illin. Well, the next thing I was going to say.
All the stuff. Yeah. Oh, starting with a K.
Dylan.
Maybe, yeah, Dylan like a pickle. Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to reach over here and grab Angie. You got these for us. It's written in. Was it a Korean store you got these from?
Walked into a Korean grocery store, didn't understand a thing, and I was like, you know what? That's really cute packaging.
Yeah, it's very light millennial pink with a like a big plum on it, big kind of characters on here. There's pink juice coming from the plum, which is then all collected in this bottom section that has writing on it too. On the back, it has a white sticker. It says plumed candy, which I assume like plummed candy. So this candy has been plummed.
Oh, good.
Don't know what that means. So it's made from real plums, or...?
Well,
maybe they had other, like, blank flavoured candy, and then they just added the plum to it, so hence it's been plummed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is actually individual little packets that look exactly like the big packet inside... Inside the packet. So let's crack them open. On the front, it looks like there's, like, a walnut thing that was maybe a clue provided about what we're going to be eating. You can hear us unwrapping them now live.
Looks like
these literally look like marbles with the cat eye inside and everything. So this could be like, I mean, Jesus, is this like going to be a cough drop or something?
Oh, yes. I think we may have hit, we've peaked.
Yes.
I think we've peaked.
Wow.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a familiar taste.
I have so many feelings about it.
No, it tastes legit like plums, guys. Like,
does it? I've never had a plum.
What?
Yeah, I've never had a plum.
You never had a plum?
No.
What the heck?
What kind of fruit do you eat? Like,
I eat non-plummed fruits.
Unplummed candy?
Yeah.
Well, now I got a real taste of it.
Is this, so you say this is accurate?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, you know what? I've got more of a peach flavor going on than a plum flavor.
Yeah, I think it
tastes a little bit like peach iced tea.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that. It tastes a bit like that Lipton iced tea, you know, like, but probably bananas. It's great. I'm loving this.
I wish it was refreshing, kind of.
Yeah. It's got a I'm just wondering if this is like, because it's kind of like a cough drop or something. Is there like some, are we about to get a mad buzz out of this or something? Like,
that
we don't know about?
A bit like this cough medicine I used to have to take. So.
Really? Man, we're about to turn up on the lolly lowdown. Well, I obviously can't keep sucking this. I've got to talk at some point. so let me deposit this into a little like, little thing here.
Good thing it comes with its own little receptacle.
Okay.
So we're all pretty set on the flavour being amazing, but what about the...
I'm not really enjoying this.
Other aspects of it.
Well, appearance, I mean, it's a good, like I said, millennial pink. This is very eye-popping to the fans of cute things. It's a very, when I say millennial pink, it's that kind of baby pink.
You want to see it on Instagram with some inspirational quote.
Yeah.
Slapped out in front of it.
It's got like an island. There's a picture of an island on the packet too with some water. It's very beach vibe, very zen, very...
Oh, actually, I just realized it's not just juice dripping from that peach in the front. It's actually a hot air balloon. See?
Oh, and it looks above like the ocean, right?
Yeah.
This is hard to describe on the radio, but it, yeah, you imagine the plum is the balloon and the pink drip thing underneath is actually a basket.
I'll tell you what, this
also
thing
it makes
is
sense that it tastes refreshing, I guess, because it's like...
Yeah, you're getting that mad high, you're getting up in the clouds.
It's amazing.
Pop this one. So, all right, I think marketability, appearance of like the packet, the marketability of it all, I don't know if a plum lolly, that wouldn't really appeal to me very much. It's not in the standard category of, you know, you don't get Starburst don't come in plum or Alan's Snakes wouldn't be a plum. It's just very left field, so it'd be hard to convince me to want to try it. But if I saw the packaging, I'd be pretty down.
I think I like the idea of having a slightly obscure flavour. That, I mean, like, this is the thing with every time we do this segment. Like, ooh, bacon this, or maybe salt flavored that, or peanut whatever. You know, it's just a little bit strange, but you're familiar enough with it to know that you like it, and then that's going to produce that conversion. You're going to buy it. Yeah. And I think this is the same case with
problem,
this plum.
I would say is the depictions of the lolly on the front looks more like a...
They're a little misleading, aren't
they? I mean, seriously, lolly makers, if you're listening, we've done lollies on this show, and if there's one thing I can tell you, it's don't waste my time. Do you know what I mean? If I'm going to try something, I want to know exactly what I'm putting in my mouth. And this right here is just misleading. It may be on a millennial pink background, but you know what? Time's the most valuable resource we have. I don't care about money. I don't care about food. I don't care about water. Don't waste my time. Lolly makers. So, I mean, what are you guys? Are you guys as equally as enraged, or how are you guys feeling over here?
No, they're surprisingly good.
Mm?
Yeah.
You don't feel like your time's been wasted?
But surprisingly, see, why? Like, if it was, yeah, I don't want a surprise, you know?
Like what you said before, I wouldn't look at it and be like, oh, yeah, gotta have it, gotta try it. So, surprising, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I was also surprised by the depiction. I thought it was gonna be like a creamy, kind of chewy. But then when you open it from the packet, it does look like a marble. It's kind of clear.
Mm.
Got that nice red strip.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it, whilst it tastes a little bit like cough medicine, I'm not, like, retching at the idea.
Yeah. I mean, look, overall, I can give this maybe. It is a sweet, I will admit. The flavour does give it a lot of points. Oh, did I, like... Oh, no, I spilt water. I thought I dribbled on my own pants, but it was it's water from when I was drinking before.
Right.
False alarm.
Oh, likely. There's no water in the studio, Bryce.
Shout out to my boss. Come down and stop me. Anyway, this is good. I'd say the taste is quite nice, and I'm just double-checking the water. I didn't spill it or anything. Look, I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Overall,
just
out of 10?
Just because of the misleading. I can't look past that, but the taste is quite nice, yeah.
Well, I'm going to give it a solid 8. I think the flavour is...
But come on, like you gave Tim Tams like an 8, right? Or, oh,
no, I didn't.
The chocolate biscuits we had last week.
I gave it like a 6 at best.
See, how is this better than that?
This is better than that because the flavour is just amazing.
Right.
Dare I say. Damn. And you know what? Here's a true... sign that this is actually really impressive. I've eaten well today. I'm not hungry like I normally am.
Yeah, right.
You know, I had some chicken for lunch, and I've been satiated. And yet, this is very delicious. I'm gonna have another one.
Yeah.
So
I wish I could keep sucking it, but I got to talk to our listener.
8 out of 10.
What do you think?
I'd give it a 7, just because like the packaging doesn't really get me. But yeah.
Oh, come
really
on! You're
good.
A millennial. Doesn't this make you want to gram it up? I guess not.
I just don't get, like, when I first looked at it, I couldn't get that it was on a beach and, like, hot air balloon
kind
of thing. So.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
360 kcal. I don't know what that means. Possibly calories. Just in case you're interested, what do you think?
I'm going to give it an 8 as well. I really like the packaging. That's what drew me to it because
yes.
I love millennial pink. Putting out that out there right now.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of millennial pink in your hair at the moment.
Yeah, well. You guys are, man. I'm
it.
Look,
it was fate.
I think the packaging's cool, but like, oh, and there's even some cloud details. It's actually really, really nice packaging now that I look at it. But just the product depictions are completely inaccurate.
Yeah, misleading.
Yeah.
Very misleading.
You know? I don't know.
And also because if I bite into it, I feel like I could like chip a tooth or something. Like,
yeah, man.
It's like those lollies your parents warned you not to eat because you're going to wreck your teeth.
Yeah, because it's so juicy, you think there's going to be juice coming out. Instead, it's just shattered teeth that comes out when you do that. So anyway, look, all in all, not too bad. Another lolly lowdown. Essential listening, I know. And